Nifty Nerds, Gaming Dudes, and Joystick Jockeys up there in Barkland. This is the Double Shift, or Double Shift rather, the show where dogs bark in the background and seasoned game industry vets talk about hootenannies, barn burners, and yee-hoos. But before we get to all that, we will talk about video games just a little bit. I am your host, Mikey, a.k.a. DJ Tanner, along with my friend, former colleague, and reigning champion of eating corn the long way, Danelle. Say hello, Danelle.
Hello, Danelle.
I'm sorry, that was harsh.
It was, of course, weird, but it's fine.
Yeah, it's weird. I, you know, sometimes I write things down, I forget it, and then when I say it out loud, it's a surprise to me, too, so... Sorry about that. We'll have a more innocent one next time. With us, as always, is producer Jeff. Now, listen, no need for him to say hello, so you can put your hand down, Jeff, and no need for us or anyone in the world, for that matter, to say hello to him. In this week's episode, blandly titled Couch Surfing, we will explore the lost art that is couch co-op games.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that term, Danelle?
I think so. I mean, I can guess on what it is, but...
You're sitting on a couch with a friend or loved one, and you're playing games together.
Yeah, exactly.
So, this might be a video killed the radio star type of thing. To me, couch co-op kind of feels like a lost... A thing from the past, like a lost art. Just because the internet became so fast that we could just, like, not sit on the same couch. We can just play with our buddies online. Kind of like how you could podcast not in the same room.
Well, all of us bring like Xboxes over to each other's houses, and we still play in like the same rooms together and stuff like that. So, kind of the same thing.
No, yeah, that's beautiful. I think like a LAN party.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you know, it's died down a little. It's not completely dead. Maybe it's just because I don't have any friends. It's like, back in the day, I used to have more friends. Oh, that's sad.
It happens when we get older.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. Maybe it's a self-inflicted wound as well. But, you know, arcades died because home consoles they basically did the same thing, right? Except way better, so we all just stay home. So I'm not mad at it. It's just like the natural progression. But also, mostly, like, when I say, this is a lost art, that means that I get to talk about old shit, and I love talking about old shit. So, Danelle, break out that protective vinyl and strap it across your couch, because it's about to get nostalgic up in here.
Yeah.
I talk about, you know, old shit. I realize that a ton of current games still support local multiplayer, which is the technical term for couch co-op, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess my point is that you just don't hear about it a lot nowadays. You hear about it online and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And, you know, when we were in the office, we played a lot of Smash together, a.k.a. Phil lost a lot of Smash matches. Sorry, Phil. But that's because we lived at the office. So outside of work, that didn't really happen all that much. I guess with my kids, I still get down with some of this stuff. I do enjoy some Just Dance. You ever played Just Dance?
No, I've seen it, but I've never played it.
It's so fun, and I realize how bad my cardio is every time I play it, because I feel like I'm going to die afterwards.
Oh, God, I bet.
Yeah, but the Switch has like a Wii Sports type game that my kids really like, and of course, WarioWare Move It is another good one to play with my kids. So, you know, it still happens. But I guess I want to get to my first segment. Now, Danelle, I've thought about this segment a lot. It might shock you. I don't know if you ever preview the notes that I write down. In fact, I hope you don't.
25% of the time. I do want to be, like, surprised or have, like, an initial reaction instead of, like, something planned. So I try not to. But then I also try and get what are we talking about today?
Yeah. No, yeah, it's a catch 22 because I want you to kind of be aware, but I also I like the surprise too.
Yeah.
So this first segment. So, anyways, I didn't even rehearse this. This could go really bad, but we'll see. One couch co-op game that does exist that's a more recent one is something that we've talked about on the show before. In fact, Danelle is the one who brought it up, and that would be Cuphead.
Oh gosh, I almost played that last week.
Oh, perfect. I did play it a little bit last week to do some research on it. I played it before, but I was just like, oh, I
that game has so much replay value, at least to me, just because like you can go back and play ones again, and I don't know. I love that game.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because this first segment is Mikey gives a review of Cuphead as Danelle. So I'm going to be Danelle.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to give my review of Cuphead. Oh, yeah, exactly. So bear with me. I didn't rehearse this, but let's try it out. Jeff has a worried look on his face, so this could be,
I know.
This could be bad. So anyways, here we go. Oh, man, when the game turned on, I was like, oh, man, am I watching a Bosco cartoon? Because, oh, man, there was like an old-timey song, and they kind of have that old-timey movement. And then I remembered, oh, yeah, I'm playing a video game. So me and my boyfriend, we play this game, and it's cool. But, oh, man, is it hard? I kept dying over and over from the strangest creatures, like a carrot and a bee and a flower and a pirate and a mermaid and a robot and candy and a devil. And three-headed dragon. Oh man, do you remember Danny the dragon from the ride from the Happy Hollow Zoo? I used to love that ride as a kid. But then me and my boyfriend went there recently to see the capybaras, and we were like, oh man, let's ride the dragon ride. But then we got on it, and it was really slow, and we were the only adults on it without kids, so we hopped off. And oh yeah, Cuphead. So I was like, why is this game called Cuphead? But then we launched it, and the characters had, like, cups for head and tea and coffee cups. And I was thinking, oh, man, what if there were, like, different cups, like mason jars and pint glasses and sippy cups. And Cuphead shoots bullets from his fingers, and every level you just skip to the boss part, and it's really hard, and you die a lot, and it's frustrating. But, yeah, all in all, I like it. So that's my review of Cuphead as Danelle. First of all, Danelle...
Beautiful.
Yes, I know. I realize it's beautiful. Forget the impression. I could have done it better, but I didn't want to hurt my throat or my diaphragm, because we have a whole podcast to do. But would that be like an accurate review that you would give Cuphead? Like, did I crawl into your brain really quick and pull all that out of there? Is that pretty accurate?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, would you like to add anything?
For me, I would say the most thing about it is that it was just so hard. I don't even remember any of the bosses. It was just freaking hard to play, especially with two players. Because sometimes you have to wait for that second person, and if they suck and they don't jump up enough, or you got to wait for them, and then they die. And see, so you did do a little bit of it, but...
I got the rhythm down, I'll tell you
that.
You got
the rhythm down, that's it. Yes, exactly.
I even, obviously I read from a script, I even, on a lot of words, extended them. I had a lot of red squiggly lines in my document because,
God.
Robot is spelled R-O-B-O-T, not R-O-O-O-O-O-O-B-O-T. I had a lot of squiggly lines. I wrote the words, oh man, a lot more than I actually said it. I realized that I wrote it too much, but, I hope that you took at least three shots of liquor, because you know the for our audience playing at home, if you ever hear Danelle say my boyfriend, you have to take a shot. So
too early for that. My friend even asked that today too when we went to the casino. She was like, "Oh, you're gonna come back drunk and do the podcast?" I was like, "Girl, I'm not gonna drink at 10 a.m." And she was like, "Oh,
it's tough at a casino though. You want to, for sure. But you know, coffee is just fine, I think."
Well, so the lady, that's actually what she came around and asked. She was like, coffee, tea, and then at the end, she was like, cocktails. And I was like, no to all of them.
Right. You don't want to shit or be drunk.
Yeah, well, I had just had coffee before we left, and so I didn't really need any more. But
yeah.
No drinks yet.
Not yet, but soon. Soon. Well, you can listen back at home, and then every time you hear that, you can take a shot.
Shots. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be good a good idea. Way to spend the special day.
Yeah.
Well, listen. So, yeah, there you go. Cuphead is a couch co-op game, and Danelle likes it. And I like it, too, but I just wanted to do that as Danelle. So, hope everyone enjoyed it.
Appreciate it.
Especially Danelle. I wish your camera was on so I could see, like, one eyebrow going up the whole time, right? Because, anyways, yeah. All right. Danelle, are you ready for your favorite segment of the show?
I am.
All right. Let's get a little gamer snacks going on.
Wow. Snacks? Oh, are we gonna... Snacks? Got my head bobbing over here with that.
Yeah, you know, people, check your Spotify's and streaming services soon for that banger dropping at some point. We'll have to...
I feel like we need to add something in between it, or somebody start, like, snacks, and then, like, says something, and then... I don't know.
We can build on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Telling you, I'm waiting for the drum and bass remix.
Yeah.
So, if you're new to this show, or you just forget everything that we say every week, Gamer Snacks, of course, is the segment where, just like you would pair a fine wine with fancy food, we pair the perfect game with our Gamer Snacks of the day. Snacks, as you know, Danelle, is always spelled with an X, because that is the weekly running gag. Or one of them, anyways.
Because we're X-rated.
I like weekly running gags that I changed. Oh, shit. That's a shout out to Sacramento Hip Hop right there, X-rated.
Is he?
No,
I didn't know
nothing.
That.
Jeff, you don't need to talk. Yes or no? Adjacent? Okay. From that area. All right. All right. I associate him with that. But anyways, we're not here to talk about people rapping whole ass albums over the phone from prison. We're here to talk about fancy stuff. So this one is for fancy pants people only.
I got my fancy pants on today.
Oh, perfect. That's good. Yeah, your casino garb.
Yeah.
All right, Danelle, ready?
Ready.
Stake 'em up, stake 'em up, stake 'em up, stake 'em. Roll 'em in some cheese and onions and watch me bake 'em with the hoagie. A 7-inch hoagie. A 7-inch hoagie. Pair it with some steak, fries, and a calc. Steak-ums. Danelle, do you know steak-ums?
I do, but I had no idea what they were until I was like 21. We never ate them.
It's too late.
It wasn't something in my house.
No. 21 is quite too late to start eating them, I would say.
Yep.
Because they're gnarly. But listen,
yeah.
This is nostalgic. So if someone doesn't know what a steak-um is a paper-thin beef-like substance that you can. It's really, really cheap, and you can make fake Philly cheesesteaks with it. And of course, fake is spelled with the PH. So when I was a kid, we had steak-em night every once in a while, and I thought we were the fanciest of pants in the whole entire world. My mom would crank out piles of steak-em sandwiches. I was the youngest of five kids, and when everyone was around, which wasn't often because people were in and out, but when everyone was around, there needed to be piles and piles of steak-em sandwiches just to feed the crazy circus that was my family.
Yeah.
And to me, oh man, I loved Steak'em Night. Maybe my mom just had a magic touch because Steak'ems are pretty gnarly, pretty gross. Fast forward, let's say you said you didn't know about it till you were what, 21? You said,
yeah.
So when I was let's say I was about 21, you know, a young adult, I'm buying my own groceries, that type of thing. I would see Steak'ems in the freezer aisle and say to myself, gasp. Steak'ems? Why, if I buy these, then I'll be the fanciest of pants in the whole entire world, I said to myself out loud, Danelle, in the freezer aisle, if you can picture that.
I can.
And you know what? I noticed, I was like, oh, man. They're not too expensive either, and so that's good for my wallet. But I guess that means they're not as fancy as I remember. So I got them home, I opened the package, and it's literally a bunch of layers of paper mache. Steak sheets.
First time I was like, what do I do with this? Or how do I do this? Like, it was really weird.
Bonk yourself in the head with it. When you cook them up, they basically turn into just like a pile of gristle. But gosh darn it, Danelle, all you got to do is mix it with some cheese, onions, peppers, toast a hoagie, and slap some mayo on that biznatch. Now I'm going to pause. We know your thoughts on ranch. What are your thoughts on mayo? I love mayo. That's what I thought. Yep. I don't know. I don't think, is it a girl guy thing? I mean, I live with only girls, which sounds cool on paper, but it's my wife and two daughters. But none of them like mayo. I'm the only one.
I don't know. I never thought about that. I think my friends all like mayo, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it can't be. I don't know. But anyways, You can slap on a different sauce. You don't need to use mayo. I don't know. What would something a monster that doesn't like ranch or mayo use? Like, oh, probably like Grey Poupon or something like that, I'm guessing.
On a Philly cheesesteak? Or were you talking about a sandwich in general?
I don't know what you're... I don't know what you're into. You guys who don't like ranch and mayo are weird. You know, you're either dry or you have some
mustard.
Sort of weird sauce.
I have mustard. Yeah, mustard's on my sandwiches. Yes.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I was close. Grey Poupon is a mustard.
It's Dijon. Yeah, that one's just depending on my mood.
Mustard! but, yeah, and then, you know, so, yeah, you mix it with all that stuff. Definitely make some oven fries, maybe some ranch on the side. You taste like feet. Or, I don't know what Danelle uses. Catalina dressing to dip her fries in. It's just,
no,
you know, who knows?
Old ketchup, that's it.
Do they make Catalina dressing anymore, by the way? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay, I just never see it.
I bought some in like maybe a year ago or something like that.
And you still have it.
Probably.
So, you know, I was an adult. I bought them. I was like, these aren't the magical things that I remember. And I would maybe get them a few more times in my formative years buying groceries for myself. But as I continued to make more money, I would just get a real steak eventually. So, and guess what? If Jarrell were here today, what would he say, Danelle? Do you know what he would say? He would say that. He definitely would say that. But he would also say, what's it called? Steak?
Oh, God, how did I forget that?
Shout out to Papa Harrell.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyways, what I'm trying to say is nothing compared to, like, the actual memories I had.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, which maybe is most things, I guess. Steak and Nights were my favorite. We didn't have it all the time, probably because, like, my parents knew it was trashy, but, you know, it's cheap. When you have five kids and you got to feed them all,
Well, I thought it was ingenious the first time that I saw it, because I was like, I can make my own Philly cheesesteaks. I'd never had made one before, like, myself. And so I'm like, where's the Steak'ems been all my life? Because that's, like, an easy way to make, you know, Philly cheesesteaks. So I think they're ingenious, but I just don't buy them.
Yeah. And you shouldn't if you can afford a little bit more. Although nowadays, who knows? Maybe we all will go back to Steak'ems, but, you know. As gnarly as it was, you could make it bomb with some TLC. Now, I'll pause there, Danelle. You have a lot of
TLC.
Songs to
no
choose
scrubs.
From. When I say TLC, what's the... No Scrubs? That's perfect, because I said something to the effect of... I wanted to see what you would say, but if you use paper plates for your Steak'ems, guess what? You hit No Scrubs, because you didn't have to do the dishes. So you see what I did there? That's it.
Stupid.
Terrible, yeah, please.
And you won't go chasing waterfalls either, because you don't need to turn your sink on.
Oh, thank you for matching my terrible dad joke energy here. Wonderful.
Wonderbar.
What's the best TLC song? Let's just pause for a moment to figure that out.
It might be Waterfalls. I don't even know. There's so many of them. Like Red Light Special and...
I was going to say Red Light Special.
It was probably a really good video. I really liked that video.
I was
the Waterfalls
a fan of their
video
videos.
Was pretty. Yeah, they had awesome videos.
Yeah. R.I.P. Left Eye. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe No Scrubs, though, I guess. I mean, that one became so popular and it was so catchy, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think guys liked it too much, especially Jeff. We'll move on. He was like, why y'all writing a song about me? That's what he said. but anyways, sorry. Big side tangent. TLC, dope. Steak'ems were great for sleepovers when you were a kid. And do you know what else was a staple for sleepovers, Danelle? Because we do have to pair this with the game, after all.
Oh, I was going to say a sleeping bag, but you're talking about a game.
Sleeping bag. Yes, I'm talking about the best couch co-op game of all time, GoldenEye 64. Can you sing us a little GoldenEye 64 pause menu music?
I have no idea what it even is. I probably played GoldenEye like 2 times in my life.
Oh, that's awesome. Let me read the next paragraph I had written out here. Now, no disrespect to the Amish folk, but besides them, there wasn't a kid in the world who didn't play GoldenEye multiplayer back in the day. Prove me wrong, Danelle.
Yep.
Well, I guess you said you played it twice, so that's.
And it wasn't even, good. I didn't even I own it. It was someone else that owned it.
Oh, man. I was about to also say, if you had an N64, you probably owned this game. Prove me wrong again. Shows what I know. I guess in my circle that was the case. Everyone I knew that had an N64 had this game.
I wasn't into shooters then. I was puzzles. I was into, like, Mario Kart and Tetrisphere and...
Ooh,
I was
Tetrisphere,
into.
Nice.
I love Tetrisphere. I'm like, but yeah, I was like a puzzle racing kind of person. I didn't really get into shooters until much later.
I mean, that makes sense, but surely you knew people or had friends.
Don't
or,
call me Shirley.
Yeah. Sorry, Danelle. You knew people that had this game or played it or a brother
Absolutely.
Or whatever. Like,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you went to the sleepover. You brought extra controllers for this game. I even say even people who didn't really play games would get down on this. I guess we exclude Danelle from
get
all my logic
on
and
it.
Memories.
Get
Ooh,
down
nice.
On it.
That's a good one. How do you get naked, chicken, naked, chicken, in my pants? I don't remember the words.
Making me hungry.
Get back up off the wall. Now, a true friend or a dope little brother, to both of which I declare, such as myself, would mm-hmm. play through the solo campaign first to make sure that all the levels were unlocked from multiplayer. So not being able to play in the facility, after all, is a sin. Danelle, I'm going to need your... I'm going to need a lot of sound effects from you today, just so you know, just so you're prepared. So if I could get some air horns or whatever sound you want to make after my next bullet points, I would appreciate
okay.
that.
Okay, I'll see what comes to my brain.
Right. No, Danelle, not yet. Complex with proximity mines is dope.
Bah, bah, bah.
Air horn, nice. Temple was dope.
Booyakasha.
Slaps only was dope.
Bah, bah, bah. I can't think of anything.
That's okay. You're going to do it later in the show, just so you know, so you have time to think. Two more.
Oh, no.
Using odd job was controversial.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bow, bow. and then, of course, you don't need to do a sound for this. Using odd job in slaps only was the dopest. So, Danelle, I was hoping me saying that sentence would trigger some memories. You're probably like...
Oh, being slapped? Hell?
No, Jesus Christ Almighty, you know, no. So there was odd. You know who Odd Job is? Let's do some history. This isn't even gaming history.
Yes, but it sounds familiar. But I can't.
He was a short guy who threw his hat, and in Austin Powers, he threw his shoe. His name was Random Task in Austin Powers. He,
oh my god!
Who throws this shoe, man? I mean, really, it really hurt. So yeah, he was a short guy. He throws his hats. And so in the game, if you chose Odd Job in multiplayer, he was like way shorter than everyone else.
Nice.
You could do slaps only. I'm doing a slap motion, kind of like a judo chop.
Oh,
and
I'll
so
think
instead of, instead of like guns, the way that you killed your opponents was by slapping them. And
Damn.
So if you were Odd Job, people would slap the air.
So good one. Slap
so
your mama.
Sorry, mama. So everyone would get pissed. Like if you chose Odd Job. Odd Job was basically the Jan Magbag. Shout out Jan Magbag.
Oh my gosh.
Nice. So you had to like look, you had to point your camera down to slap him, and it was frustrating.
No way.
Yeah. But there was also Jaws, and Jaws is very tall. And so like Jaws was too tall for Odd Job to hit him, and then Jaws could kind of like Donkey Kong bonk him on the head, and so that was how you got around that. But that's a core memory for me, anyways. Danelle never played the game, so twice, and I should Aww. Say with all this GoldenEye talk, honorable mention goes to a game called Perfect Dark that is the spiritual mm-hmm. successor to GoldenEye, made by mm. the same team, pretty much the same multiplayer experience, but better, more customizations, improvements, and of course they had bots. It was actually probably a little better than GoldenEye when it comes to couch co-op, but listen, it doesn't exist without GoldenEye, and the only reason it's better is because people would say, dude, it's just like GoldenEye, but better. So you need that GoldenEye factor in order for that statement to be true. So hooray beer. I mean GoldenEye. Oh man, I haven't had a red stripe in a while. That sounds good. You got me saying oh man now.
I know. You said it a couple times afterwards.
I might say it honestly as much as you. We've discussed this in the office before.
Yeah.
I might say it more, but you just have a little bit more animation when you say it. You know, mm-hmm. I say, "Oh man," you say, "Oh man."
Oh man.
So plus I like to deflect anything to myself towards other people, right? Like, don't look at me, she's saying, "Oh man." Anyways, I'm hungry. We're playing GoldenEye. We're talking shit. Danelle's odd job. I'm pissed. But fear not. In the kitchen lies a platter of steaming steak'em subs. Now, Danelle, can you say that 4 times fast?
I keep wanting to say stubs. Steaming steak'em stubs.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, that's good. That was pretty good. Grab 'em. Sit them your ass down, bite them, choose odd job and slap them, and drive them hoagies in between your matches. This is the marathon, after all. Your mom just said that you can turn this party into a sleepover, and we're playing until the sun comes up. And so we're going to need more than one steak'em. We need all the steak'ems.
All the steak'ems.
So, yeah, Gamer Snacks is steak'ems this week. I don't know. I don't know that I'm going to go out and try steak'ems after this segment. I think I'll just remember them fondly.
I might now, just because I don't really... I probably haven't had them in 10 years.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't know. If I see them... I'm getting grossed out already. If I see them, I might. Just for the sake of this podcast, I might do it. But yeah.
I'll allow it.
It's hard to do a Gamer Snacks... Oh, thank you. If you'll allow it, then I'll do it. each week, I just want to do Doritos, honestly.
Dorito breath is the worst. Like Funyuns, too, though. Oh, gosh. I just...
Go-Go Gadget Funyun breath. I know.
Gross.
Leck. Borf.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to move on to... our next segment, Danelle, unless you have any other comments on Steak'ems or GoldenEye or Odd Jobs or Slaps or TLC.
Nope.
All right. Next segment, it's not a very fun title. It's just a couch co-op at work, since we talk about work sometimes and mostly edit it out because... No, save those air horns. We need those air horns later for our rapid fire session.
Okay.
So anyways, when I worked at EA, I had probably one of the best couch co-op at work experiences, plural, because there was 2 games. So I think we've mentioned it before, but I had the pleasure and a great opportunity to test Rock Band and Rock Band 2.
Nice.
At EA. You know, I actually say that sentence every once in a while, like kind of as a flex. And I know it's a flex because every time I say it, people go, whoa. So yeah, no, it was pretty cool. I imagine you've played Rock Band.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God. Are you crazy? Are you kidding me?
No.
What about like Guitar Hero?
No.
Dance Dance Revolution.
No. I was really playing games around these times at all.
I see. What's sad? Never Rock Band, huh?
I probably did. I mean, it wasn't mine. I probably played it somebody. I remember somebody had like the drums and somebody had the guitar. And so I remember it somewhere at someone's house, but.
I mean, that counts as playing it. You don't have to own it. That's fine. We'll go with that. All right. You're aware of it at least.
Of course.
All right. So Rock Band was fucking dope. And by the time it got to us in CQC, it was clean as Mr. Proper. You know Mr. Proper by any chance? Mr. Proper is Mr. Clean, but in like the Soviet countries. I learned this on the QA floor one day. He's not Mr. Clean, he's Mr. Proper. So shout out Mr. Proper. So yeah, anyways, it was really clean. Like by the time it got to us, I want to say for both Rock Band and Rock Band 2, as a department, we maybe had 5 bugs total, like for each game, like where normally we would have hundreds and hundreds, like 5 legit bugs by the time it got to us. So it was clean as hell.
Damn.
And you know, honestly, you know, we've taken playful and just kidding shots at other disciplines in past shows, like, you know, designers and engineers and that kind of stuff. But yeah. Sincerely, shout out to the Rock Band team. It was a fantastic game that everyone loved, and what a fantastic job developing it. Jeff, we can edit in some applause noises. That would be fantastic. Or I guess we are live right now. What do you guys think about that? Perfect timing.
That was wonderful.
Oh, they're clapping again. Oh, okay. The applause sign went off. That's good. This is a live studio television audience. anywho, since it was bug-free, the team that worked on it basically just played it all day, every day. I feel like I'm giving, with my EA stories, bad messages to folks who want to get into QA nowadays, because I am making it sound like all I did was sit around and play video games and get paid for it. but, you know, we had to test every song, every difficulty, every lyric.
Yeah.
And we had a blast doing it.
I'll bet.
This one time during band camp, I mean, Sabotage.
I was just
going
to say that. Yes.
I kind of anticipated you saying that. I should have let you do it. But I kind of stole your thunder, so I apologize.
Do it now. Do it good. Oh, wait, I shouldn't go on the rest of that song.
Oh, man. Yeah, no. No. Or you can. Go ahead. Do it.
No, I'm good.
All right. You know the song Sabotage, right? Beastie Boys, of course.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. If you were to say no, I would have quit the show today. So anyways, we're testing Sabotage, and the guy who was, he was either my lead or like the senior tester of the project. He was someone that was in charge of, like, you know, the testers doing multiplayer. So he came in and he wanted to, you know, he wanted to play. And he was going to do the vocals, and by the time it got to that, there's a part after the bass break, shout out MCA, where, you know, they go, wah, you know, they kind of scream.
Oh, so yes.
That was coming up, and you can see in his face that he had already decided, like, hell yeah, I'm going to go for it. And when it came, he screamed that as loud as he could. And we were like in a hallway in a tiny meeting room. There were actually other departments nearby. Like, we were mostly sectioned off, but
for
Rock Band, we had to, like, spread out. So, yeah, there was, like, you know, like, more clerical, I guess, you know, like, notes to the computer screen all day, people nearby. And so that happened. And then our manager rushed into the room. Like, it was almost, like, immediate. He was just there. He was super pissed. And he gave me the dirtiest look when he heard that scream. He looked at me and was just like, what the fuck? And so remember, I was the guy with long hair who played in two metal bands, and everyone made me in the game skate. That's who I was. So yeah, he was like, Mike, what the fuck are you thinking right now, dude? There's people working, like, and so I haven't revealed where I'm at in this situation yet. So I looked at him and I said, I'm on drums, because I was on the drums. It was the other guy that was our lead. It was our lead and came in and did the scream, and then. When he realized it wasn't me, like, his face dropped a little bit, and he was like, oh, shit. And he was kind of like, sorry, Mike. And then he was like, hey, man, come talk to me for a minute. So we all laughed. Oh. I don't think he got in too much trouble. I think he was just like, hey, be cool, daddy-o, you know, or whatever. Yeah. But that was funny. That's what Rock Band did. You know, that was a day at work.
Nice.
The best part about Rock Band for me at my time at EA actually maybe isn't necessarily couch co-op. No, it actually is. So anyways, we got patches. Anytime we got a patch for a game, whether it was front facing or back end, we had to, like, test it. And a lot of times it was like, hey, play this for a couple days, make sure it doesn't crash type thing. If there was, like, fixes to regress, we would do that. For the most part, it was like, hey, make sure it doesn't crash. And so Rock Band did that all the time because they added new songs or whatever it was. You know, there was a lot of DLC and everyone knew that I was, you know, the long haired guy that was made in skate. So every time it came in, they just gave me that and a bunch of controllers and said, hey, go play this for a few days and make sure it doesn't crash. So that was literally how I got paid on a lot of days. I was just sitting and playing Rock Band.
Damn.
Mostly by myself. But the cool part is every once in a while, like, random people would just come in and be like, oh shit, can I join you for a couple songs? And we would just,
of course, like, oh, play. I can imagine.
Yeah, dude, it was awesome, you know, like, and so they would have fun in between tasks. It was fun for me because, like, a person came in and I got to interact with people. And then, you know, same with Rock Band 2 had an endless set list that we had to test, so there was, like, literally days and days of couch co-op.
Oh, God.
You basically just, like, put a bunch of songs into a set. You put, like, 40 songs in a set list, and you had to make sure that you can get through all 40.
Holy shit.
So, very sadly, one day, the same lead who screamed the wah part for Sabotage. Can we hear you do that wah part really quick, Dino?
Wah.
Wah.
It was a bit Wario there. Wow.
Wah.
Anyways, that guy came. We were doing the endless set list, and he was like, oh, hey, Mike, go ahead and finish this test. And when you're done, come see me. I have a new game that we just got in that I need help with. And in retrospect, actually, he was a little sheepish when he said that. Kind of like he was signing me up for something like not as fun as Rock Band. And he was even like, hey, man, nice drumming, you know, finger guns and shit. Boom, boom, boom. Finger guns is like, I don't trust finger guns. When I get finger guns now from a manager, I'm like, oh, you
oh,
want me
really?
To do something? Yeah, you want me to do something I don't want to do. So I finished up, I went and saw him, and he was like, oh, more finger guns. Hey, Mike, after lunch, I need to pull you from Rock Band 2, because I need help testing Littlest Pet Shop for the Nintendo Wii.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What a difference.
I mean, I was the rock dude. How could they do this to me, Dino?
Yeah.
I'm not the Littlest Pet Shop guy, but you know what? I learned an important lesson that day. I was the only one testing that one. It was like a quick, like, hey, this game's not very big. Let's just get someone on it for like a week and we'll move on. I got to tell you, it was actually pretty fun. It was on the Nintendo Wii, so it was just a bunch of mini games with the Wiimote. Probably actually a great couch co-op game, but I wouldn't know because I was the only guy on it. And so while Rock Band ruled... I learned the important lesson of QA. First of all, you don't just get to pick all the fun games and have fun with them and all that kind of shit. It is work. And you should be willing to take on anything and everything that comes your way as an opportunity because that's just how life works. So anyways, my life ruled at that point. So how was yours? That's a question for the audience. And they don't need to answer out loud. They can email us at some point. Well, we have an email. We should probably share it. Next show. We need to build up our followers first.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my Rock Band. It's my Rock Band couch co-op.
Wow.
Tyre, did you do any couch co-op type testing in your days, Danelle?
Technically I played Ace Combat.
There's that Ace Combat again. You know,
I know.
Every time you get the chance to bring up Ace Combat, you do.
Because I think that's kind of the only one that I really tested.
Right.
That was the only thing I ever tested. No.
Yeah, just Ace Combat over and over. Doing barrel rolls.
I'm trying to think. Everything else was like single player stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not as famous as you, and I can tell everybody, my former manager did Rock Band.
Yeah, and they'll be like, what?
Yeah, they probably would.
That's what they say. I mean, it is, you know, that is a fun thing to say that, like, I got, because everyone except Danelle loves Rock Band. Even, like, my daughters nowadays, like, were like, oh, Dad, we played this game called Rock Band. It was really fun. I'm like, oh, you know, your old man worked on that. And they're like, oh, I don't give a shit about anything.
You have carpal tunnel from it? Well, I guess you're doing the drums, huh?
I did everything. You know, no, you would. Yeah. If you played guitar, for sure you would get some sort of cramping. So, yeah, that wasn't good. But, you know, it was Rock Band, you know. So we were, like, in the back snorting Quaaludes and shooting whiskey up our bums with the turkey baster, it is.
Wow.
So, yeah, that didn't really
happen. You're doing it right.
Yeah, no. Yeah. We might have spoken in English accents like that, but I don't think we were shooting whiskey up the bum with the turkey baster. Don't think that happened.
Now I want some turkey.
Wild turkey. So.
Oh, God, no.
I agree. No, wild turkey's not great. But yeah, I guess if you go to Thanksgiving and you don't want to talk to family and someone like breaks out a bottle of wild turkey and it's like, hey, come into the garage and let's take a cousin walk, then it's not so bad. So
absolutely. I would 100% do it.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out cousin walks too, by the way. So don't tell me you don't know what a cousin walk is, Danelle.
Well,
very angry at you.
I can assume, but I've never had one.
You know, Danelle, what happens when you assume?
Mm-hmm. You're making an ass out of you and me.
That's right. That's how it's spelled. All right. I have one more segment for this week. We've gotten some harsh feedback from producer Jeff. Usually what we do is we do our first segment, we do Gamer Snacks, we do another segment, and then I kind of do like a rapid fire segment. I've gotten some harsh feedback that our rapid fire segments are anything but rapid fire.
Oh, that's funny.
That is funny, actually, and I don't want to change it too much. But, you know, for this week, it's like, hey, let's try it out. You know, let's have an efficient, straight to the point podcast so we can just get on with our lives. You know what I mean? We can't just sit here all day and talk about Funyun breath.
Gross.
Funyun breath, in parentheses, gross. That should be your new gamer tag. Funyun breath, gross.
Funyun breath? Ah, that's a good one. I like it, actually.
Maybe I will. You know my gamer tag, right? Should I say my gamer tag? Maybe I shouldn't, huh?
I don't know.
What do you think, no. Jeff? Yes or no? Yeah, maybe not. No. My gamer tag is fuck off. someone's going to write that in
French. Old Man River.
Anyways, Old Man River. I won't sing it. So anyways, if you remember,
I don't remember.
I was hoping that would come up. Shout out Nick. I have a napkin. I told you to start thinking about more sound effects. So
yeah,
I'm just gonna this is like a combination of saying couch co-op games that I think are great, and also just being an old head, if you remember that term, and just naming old shit that I like. And so every time I name something, I would like you to do a sound. If you could change it, that would be great. Air horn is fine. You can break out into song if you want. You can go, oh, what? If there's a core memory triggered, that would be awesome. So anything that comes to mind. So are you ready? Do you need to warm up a little bit? Or some vocal exercises or anything?
I'm good. I got it.
All right. You ready?
Ready.
Rampage World Tour.
Ah!
The monster sound effect. Hopefully Jeff has his sample button ready, because this could be a gold mine, actually. Next one is anything from EA Sports. It's in the game.
That's what I would have said. It's in the game.
Damn it. Maybe I kind of ruined that one, huh? Let's try that again. Anything from EA Sports.
It's in the game.
All right. Yes. Next one is Bubble Bobble.
Bloop, bloop. I don't know if bubbles.
Sounded like fart bubbles. Next one is Fine China.
Oh.
That's actually not a game. I wanted to throw in a half-baked reference of my own.
I was just going to say that's what I thought of, and then I didn't want to make a snorting noise, and then...
No. No, yes, Cube and B would have been acceptable.
So. Oh, yeah.
Next one is a real game. We're back to games. This is actually maybe more of a game series, but Streets of Rage. Oh. Great couch co-op. Streets of Rage. What noise would you give for Streets of Rage?
Ah!
Slightly inconvenienced pain sound effect. Next one is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Turtle power.
Yeah, that works.
Turtles in a half shell.
Yeah, turtle power. Most of them, anyways. Not all of them were great, but most of them were. Favorite Ninja Turtle before we move on? There's only one correct answer, and I think you know which one I would prefer.
I actually just played a Ninja Turtle game at the arcade at Harrah's in Tahoe, what was it, 2 weeks ago when I was there now?
Very nice.
I don't know who I played. I think I played Michelangelo.
That's the one. I mean, his name's Mikey. And he likes pizza. Of course I like him. Fuck out of here. Sorry. I don't know who I'm yelling at. I can't see you. I can only see Jeff, so I guess I'm yelling at Jeff. Got to shout out all the ones we mentioned in the episode. GoldenEye, Perfect Dark, Cuphead, and Rock Band. Can you do a combined sound for that?
Oh, gosh. I was thinking, da-na, da-na. Oh boy.
There you go.
That's how sound like a turkey. I was trying to do a guitar. Oh, God.
See, you do know some GoldenEye sound. Well, I did. I guess I specifically asked for the pause menu from N64. So,
yeah. Well, I know the movies.
Yeah. Of course. Pierce Brosnan. I'm already going off the rails and not taking Jeff's advice and side tangenting. But who's the best 007 in your opinion? Actor-wise.
I don't know. All I can think of is Pierce.
Yeah, all right. Sean Connery.
Yeah, Sean Connery. That's it. I saw his face in my head, but couldn't put the name out there.
Yeah. Oh, man. This guy. Sorry. All right. Next one is every single fighting game. Save that. You got ahead of me. Every single fighting game, including Smash Brothers. What were you going to say?
Oh, perfect.
Awesome. Perfect. Tiger. And then, of course, we got to shout out LAN parties. You mentioned LAN party, so Halo LAN party, bro.
Oh gosh.
With the OG Xbox and the Duke controller, and like, fuck it, we'll bring some Steakums in it. What sound would you give that? Stop it. Is that the sizzling of steak?
Yeah, I was trying to do sizzling.
Nice. That's gonna sound good. Hopefully, someone's like. jogging on the treadmill with their headphones and that, like, I don't know.
They have to, like, throw their headphones off?
Yeah, exactly. Jeff, bring up the volume on the sizzling, please, when you edit this. Thank you. Just a couple more from me. Wii Sports.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know. I was trying to do...
Yeah, that sounded like the tennis.
Thinking of tennis.
That's a good one. I'm glad that you didn't. You're not really on social media. There is a thing that, I don't even know how much I want to get into it. There's a sound effect that someone has altered from the bowling of Wii Sports.
Oh.
And it says, like, nice, and then another word that I don't want to say, but I'm glad you didn't do that, so. Nice male chicken, I think is a way to censor it. So,
okay.
You know, that's an advertisement just to say, stay off like the TikToks and stuff because it's all brain rot, but I'm
it is. Concerned,
so it's too late for me. All right. I have a few more. Sorry. I like this. I don't care if the audience doesn't like it. This is fun for me and I think they will. I think they like sound effects. So, next one is Just Dance. Bada bim bim da 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 da. Did I steal your sound effect?
Probably, because that's what exactly when I saw the word Just Dance.
Shout out Gaga. Yeah. That's a fun game. Just Dance is really fun. Worms.
I don't know.
I got worms.
I'll try to think of what they sounded like.
Did you play Worms?
I did, actually.
Ooh, dude.
I got into it because of someone else at the time, though. But I got into it. I was like, whoa, this is a really fun game.
Understood about someone else at the time. But, you know, that doesn't need to... We don't need to make that... make us have bad memories of Worms. I love Worms. Which sounds funny to say.
When they come out of my cat's butt...
Yeah, that's not fun at all.
It was a lot of fun for sure.
The video game Worms is great. Yeah. Did you ever play Overcooked? We played a lot of Overcooked at MZ actually during lunch. Actually, you know, our leader at the time was all about Overcooked for team building. So and communication. You had to communicate.
Look into it.
With each other, but Overcooked's a game where you run a kitchen and everyone has a task. So, what sound would you give that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
There you go. Potatoes being flung into a pot.
I think
of
dishes breaking is what I was trying to do, but no, okay. That sounds like more like a whip. I don't know why I keep doing a whip sound.
Whip it good. Yeah.
Into shape. Shape it up. Go away.
Me and Jeff are dancing, by the way.
Like, I saw that, I know.
Shout out Devo. Fucking A. Last one for me is Mario Kart.
Oh. I was trying to think of the... That's more of like...
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I was going to mention WCW versus NWO Revenge as well, but we don't need a sound effect for that. Danelle, do you have any that you want to shout out? So games that you play on the couch with your boyfriend, or maybe back in the day with some friends, or at work, during lunch, or anything like that. And I will make sounds. I know you don't have them written down like I do, but
I know.
Anything come to mind?
Gosh, I know. Well, you already took mine. Mario Kart was the biggest one.
Yahoo! That's my sound for it.
Nice. gosh, I can't even. I can't. I can't think. I tried, but nothing happens.
I try to think, but nothing happens. There we go.
Yeah.
That's okay. I do like. When I ask you a question and I just get, I don't know. That's my favorite part. So.
I don't know.
Yeah. Eh. I don't know.
Eh. I don't know.
All right. Well, that's, you know, that's pretty much all I prepared for today. Danelle, any other things that you wanted to talk about? Any questions about couch or co-op or couch co-op or grocery store co-ops or Steak-ums? Or wow. TLC, or Devo, or what else have we talked about? I mentioned the Duke controller. I didn't get a response from that, but that's okay. Anything else that you would like to bring up?
Oh, you said Duke Nukem. Me and my friend used to play that, but we played it across the town on the computer. We weren't actually couch playing it.
Oh, okay, but that still gets a fuck yeah. For me, I don't think he said
Duke
that.
Nukem 3D is what we played.
Yeah. Killer.
We had so much fun playing that game.
Yeah, Duke Nukem was dope. I like Duke Nukem. I actually, at OnLive, we tested the one that took like 20 years to be made, and everyone hated it when it came out. I can't remember what it's called now, but I actually liked it. Hated it. I actually liked it.
Two snaps and around the world.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, you got a smile and a head nod from Jeff. That's good.
Welcome to Men on Film. We need to do that thing. Welcome to Double Shift. I don't know.
you want to change our intro to that?
No. Right. We can't steal theirs.
Next,
that was theirs.
Next episode's intro. Oh, that's true. We'll get sued.
Not about sued. It's just got to leave it to them. They were the greats.
They were the greats. Yeah. Good. Good show. We like remembering old stuff. This podcast is just
like it was yesterday.
Like I said, we're just gonna name shit, make noises, talk about Doritos and Funyun breath, and then sign off. So, let's see. I guess that just about does it. We gotta still get to our main topic, but no. Jeff's giving me the high sign. We're out of time. I guess again, Danelle. We didn't get to talk about hootenannies, barn burners, or yee-hoos, the main topic that I mentioned at the beginning of the show, but that's okay. So I hope everyone enjoyed the couch surfing episode this week. It is now time to say goodbye, Danelle.
Goodbye, Danelle.
But not, of course, without our double shift toast. May your gamer score be heavy and your backlog be light. May your connection be strong and your aim precision tight. May your Joy-Cons be as mighty as the ocean, but never should they drift. And for all you QA pirates out there, y'all survived your double shift.
Later, Justin.